Blind Geek Zone podcast number 13 for July 30th, 2007. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back again with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Got a few things I'd like to talk with everybody about today. First of all, for any of my listeners out there that are partially sighted, I've made some changes to the Blind Geek Zone website over the weekend. I've been having a sighted friend of mine help me with some design changes for the website that are visual in nature. Some of the changes to the website will not even be noticed, you know, by the totally blind users that use it. If you're using a screen reader entirely to visit my site, then really the only things you're going to notice as far as changes to the pages are at the top, where the links are at for navigation, that says home, audio, programs, documents, links, mailing lists, contact, training, tech support, and donations. Those used to be just regular text links in a table. And those have now been changed to graphical links in that table. So what you'll now hear, you know, when you go to those, you'll hear a graphic link home or graphic link audio. And that's about the only difference that you'll notice there. There are a couple other graphics on the site that I use for the top and the bottom of the page. They're horizontal dividers that just kind of separate the heading of the pages and the footer of the pages from the body. And all you'll hear there is graphic horizontal divider. So hopefully these changes won't impact anybody that's totally blind using a screen reader. I've checked the graphics out thoroughly with JAWS, Window Eyes, and System Access. I didn't try them with NVDA, but there's no reason that they shouldn't work properly. They're labeled with alt text, so they shouldn't, none of the graphics should present any issues to screen reader users. What I would like to know, though, is any of you that visit my site regularly that are partials, I'd like to know what you think of the changes. There's a background on each page now. It should be, what would be the right word? It should be plain enough that it doesn't distract from the text on the page, but, you know, it's distinct enough that it gives a professional or a more professional look to the site, as do the buttons. The buttons are blue with white 12-point text on them, so they should be easily visible. Shouldn't be any problems there as far as I know. The text is the same size as it was originally on the text links, so hopefully that won't present any problems. The header and footer dividers are graphics that go across the page. They're very thin and they shouldn't present any problems either, but I would like to know, you know, what everybody that, you know, is partially sighted thinks about the changes, you know. Just in case there, you know, might be some issue there that would, you know, present problems. I want the partially sighted visitors to be able to use the web page as well as people using the screen reader. And also, you know, I want totally sighted people that, you know, look at the web page, you know, maybe to help somebody that's blind. You know, I like the site to be as visually appealing as possible while not being too distractive, you know, to screen readers. And I pretty sure I've accomplished this, but I would welcome any comments on the new look. Okay, next, I've placed a petition link up at the top of the website on the main page for the Yahoo Accessibility Petition. And what this is it's a petition that's being done to ask Yahoo to better implement the CAPTCHA system that they use on their website. You know, when you sign up for an account or do other things, sign up for mailing lists and stuff, you're presented with a visual CAPTCHA at the end of the process to prove that you're not a bot or anything, you know, you're not spamming. And this presents a large problem to the blind users out in the community that, you know, have difficulties signing up for Yahoo services. You know, our only options are, one, find sighted help, as I have done, or two, call the 1-800 number they give you and hope that somebody will call you back. I tried it once, nobody called me back. Many of the petition signers have also stated that either they're called back after many days or never at all. So, you know, this isn't a good alternative to their visual capture system. They need audio CAPTCHA, you know, so we can listen to the characters and then type them in. And that's basically, you know, all we're asking for is equal accessibility to the Yahoo website and services that regular sighted users, you know, have no problems doing. And we want to be able to do it at our convenience and not at Yahoo's convenience when they feel like calling us back to help us with our problem. So that link is on the main page of the website, and you can click there and go sign the petition. It would be very helpful. At the time of this recording, there are nearly 700 signatures on the petition, so I hope everybody will go out there and sign it. It's a very worthwhile cause. And at the end of this podcast, I will have a promo from Steve Bauer that talks more about the Yahoo petition and where to go to sign it. Okay, next I wanted to thank everybody here in the last month or so that's gave me ideas for things to do for podcasts, things to spend the Blind Geek Zone fund on, and I have done that. I purchased Nero 7, as you all know. Unfortunately, my efforts to use Nero 7 further on this computer than I already have on the one podcast I did have failed. Every time I go to select a series of files and move it over to the compilation list, Nero crashes on me. I've tried uninstalling and reinstalling the program twice with no better results. So, I've been forced to go back to Nero 6 here. And that means, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to evaluate Nero 7 for everybody out there, as I had hoped to. All I'll say there is, as far as I can tell from what I've played around with it, you know, what I was able to do with it, it does appear to be accessible with JAWS 8. I haven't tried it with System Access or Window Eyes as of yet, but I will assume Window Eyes is definitely accessible from what I've heard out in the different mailing lists. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do anything more there unless I can figure out why the program is crashing. And at this point, I really don't have any info there. Like to also thank those of you that wanted me to do some podcasts on things relating to Skype. As you know, I've did the Call Burner podcast and the Action Tech Vo Sky Call Center, and the Action Tech Vo Sky Call Center podcast was very popular. I got a lot of comments on that over the weekend, and I appreciate all of those. So, thank you to everybody that suggests things that, I can do demonstrations of. That helps me to kind of cater, to your guys' wishes and everything, what you would like to see. And I have purchased one more item, and now the Blind Geek Zone donation fund is empty. Empty? Yeah, empty. It's empty. Actually, it's empty. But, just purchased SoundForge over the weekend. It's not the entire full version that regularly costs 200 and some dollars, but it is a it's the same program. It just doesn't have all the plugins that the full version comes with, and I purchased that for $64 over the weekend, and I want to get that here and get it installed. And hopefully be able to do some podcasts and tutorials and stuff on SoundForge, because I know a lot of people out there would like to use it as well. And it's SoundForge 8, it's not SoundForge 9, but I haven't heard a whole lot of good things from the mailing lists on SoundForge 9 necessarily just yet. So I wanted to stick with 8. So I should have that within the next week, and hopefully I will get it on the system and get some help getting started with it and be able to come up with some podcasts very soon for that. Okay, let's see what else.
Resume.
We now have a guest book on the Blind Geek Zone website too. I don't know if anybody has really noticed that. It's down near the bottom of the main page. But anybody that's interested in signing the guest book and leaving a comment, that would be appreciated. I've also added a little bit more heading navigation to the main page. And I have a Google search down near the bottom of the page as well. If anybody needs to search for anything that's not on my site, there's an easy way to do it there. Also, I'm sure everybody has noticed the Google ads that are scattered around the website, and I hope those are proving to be useful and that people are finding some value to those. I'd like to hear your comments on those as well, as to what everybody thinks of those. I've tried to make them as easy to get around as possible. Anywhere you come across a Google ad, you can simply hit H for the next header and bypass it if you're not interested in it. But what the ads do is they help also to generate revenue for the website. So, hopefully, everybody will use them, as that is helpful, to continuing to run the website. It helps to reduce my bills. And I made some changes also on the main page as far as people wanting to get web hosting that are interested in doing their own websites. If you click on the link down towards the bottom of my main page to go to 1&1, which is my provider, if you use that link and you sign up for a package through them, I'll get a rebate on my bill, and that also helps to reduce my costs. So, anybody that's interested in potentially purchasing web hosting, 1&1 is a good place. Everything is pretty accessible, and so, I hope you'll consider that. And I just wanted to announce again, for those of you who are interested, I am now doing some website design for anybody that would like to have a website but doesn't want to learn HTML. I'm doing those now, and I've had a couple of people contact me that are interested. So, anybody interested in possibly having a website and, doesn't want to learn anything to do it, contact me and we can talk about that. I'm also doing some HTML training for those that might be interested in learning HTML. I've just started a session with a customer, and anybody else that's interested in maybe getting some training, I certainly can do that as well. So anybody interested in that, as well as any other training and one-on-one tech support and all those goodies, please contact me and we can talk about rates for that. Okay. There's not really much else I wanted to cover today, so I'll wrap this up with Steve Bauer's little promo. And thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Right now, Yahoo's graphical visual verification prevents full independent access by blind and visually impaired computer users to many of the company's services. Pictures can't be interpreted or automatically conveyed using Braille or speech access devices. Until an accessible alternative is made available, people with vision loss can't see the code to be entered into the box to be granted admission. Tell Yahoo you want them to provide an alternative way for blind and visually impaired users to verify their human status. If you close your eyes, don't get caught by the CAPTCHA. Visit www.blindwebaccess.com and sign the Yahoo Accessibility Improvement Petition today. www.blindwebaccess.com. When you sign the Yahoo Accessibility Petition, you not only help yourself, but you'll be helping others. Sign the Yahoo Accessibility Petition today.
This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com. And that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.